What a joy it is to meet creative people. Dave Carl is one of those people. And I mean this, Dave, as I look you in the eye today. We have you to thank for creating the scripts for our Paws and Tails ministry over the years. You've written the stories and you put them together in such a beautiful way with all the characters in it that people I know sit on the edge of their seat listening to them from one day to the next. So catch us up for those that may not know what Paws and Tails refers to, and then give us a little bit of an insight that you have regarding this ministry.
I'd be thrilled to. Paws and Tails was born from your storytelling. As a young adult, I'm sitting listening to your sermons and your storytelling, and I think of Paws and Tails as an extension of your storytelling. And this is a fictional world, and they're all talking animals, and we are using this story to sneak in biblical truths. And the key of that, God is just crazy in love with his children. And you can't hear that too much. And we try to say it in a thousand different ways as we created Paws and Tails that has been around for a long, long time.
It has.
Yeah. We have four new episodes this last year, and we have new projects in the works, and we receive letters. And I have one in front of me now I'd like to read to you, and this just gives me pause. So, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your ministry. I have five children, and we've been listening to your podcast for years, since my oldest, almost 12, was little. We love it. We waited for the new episodes with great anticipation. My fifth was born last year. She will be one at the end of this month. She was a birth diagnosis of Down syndrome. You can imagine all of our amazement when we listened to the new episode yesterday. I was driving with them all, and as the story was building, I knew something was going to be different with the baby. I did not expect it to be exactly what our family has experienced. We were all overcome with emotion. It was good and healing in a way that I can't quite explain. I know it's all God. As we listened to the rest of the story, we were just in awe that it parallels ours so perfectly. Everything that was said, the way the church responded, all of it. We were so blessed to have had this loving welcome for our baby girl, who was also very healthy and normal in all of the ways any other baby would be. We felt like someone knew us personally and made this episode just for us. I told the kids that if they ever doubt God is real, I want them to remember this day. Because God told the creators of Paws and Tails to make an episode just for them. That is how we feel, and we praise God for how he has worked through you all. Please pass this on to all who had a hand in making these new episodes happen. To God be the glory. Also, is there an address my kids could write to? I think they'd like to say something in their own words. Thank you so much. A family from North Dakota.
When you first read that to me, Dave, some time ago, my eyes filled with tears as I thought about the remarkable fact that you created that story knowing nothing of this family, and now they are hearing it, and it feels like it was written, as they put it, just for them. And that's the way God's word is. It's not truth for just generality or the open public. It's truth for you. And believe me, it's truth for me. Always relevant, always real, always on target. Thank you for your wonderful support of our ministry. As you give financially, we're able to continue touching lives that reaches people that will realize the truth is just for them.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. There's a bustle of excitement on Main Street as folks are making preparations for Christmas. Choosing that special gift for that special someone is one of the best parts of the season. That's just what the girls are doing with their little noses pressed on the front window of the general store.
Oh, look at that one, Stacy. Isn't it wonderful?
It is, Marcia, and it's just perfect for your mom.
Oh, really?
I think you should get it.
Ooh, but what about this other one? It's so shiny. I can't decide which I like best. What do you think, Goose?
I'd go with the shovel if I were you.
You really think a shovel would be better than a rake?
If she's gonna plant that new garden in the spring, then she's gonna need the shovel.
Okay, that settles it. I'm getting the shovel.
Hey, Stace, what are you staring at?
Huh? What?
You're practically drooling.
Oh, it's just this hair ribbon in the window. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Ooh. That is pretty.
I could stare at it all day.
Oh, it's so delicate. It looks French.
You have to put that on your Christmas list, Stacy.
Oh, it's so delicate, Maine.
Oh, la la, Malty, it's French. Can you live without it?
Oh, that ugly blue piece of tape.
It's not tape. It's a ribbon!
A hair ribbon!
Oh, excuse me. I forgot what I learned in frilly girly summer school.
Don't you boys have somewhere to go?
Hey, Miss Foo Foo, we don't have to be anywhere or answer to anyone or even know anything! Ha!
Do you even listen to yourself? You've got to listen to yourself.
What?
Doing a little Christmas shopping, are you? Well, don't be forgetting about us.
Yeah, I sure could use a jar of that perfume over in the window.
I'd suggest a whole gallon, Malty.
That's not funny.
A whole gallon. Oh, boy, she got you.
Well, it was nice chatting with you gentlemen, but we have a shovel to buy. So long.
Goodbye.
Why do they have to be so creepy?
You can stop laughing now!
While the girls discussed all the shortcomings of Hugh and his friends, CJ and Papa Chuck were in the fix-it shop, discussing Hugh as well, but in a very different sort of way.
She is gonna love it.
I hope so. She's been wanting a pie safe for years.
So how ya can I get it under the tree?
Well, I hadn't really thought of that, CJ. Well, that's a good question.
Maybe you should give her a pie with a note telling her where she could keep it.
Hey, not bad.
So we have this Christmas gift exchange at school next week.
Well, that ought to be fun.
We aren't allowed to spend any money, and I'm stuck.
You just solved a problem for me that I didn't even know I had. Well, how can you be stuck?
I pulled Hugh McClaw's name. I don't know what to give him.
Well, what does he want?
Miss Harbor had each of us write out a wish list, but Hugh asked for itching powder and for school to be outlawed.
So he's not going to be any help. Here, give me a hand with this drawer.
Sure.
A little tighter. Make the edges meet.
Well, I guess I do know what Hugh wants.
Do you? Well, then you're set.
I just don't know if I want to give it to him.
What's the gift?
I think he wants to be a club member.
That involves the others, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they'll let him in. They did before.
That's a pretty generous gift.
I just have a feeling that if he was not around Malty and Mange all the time, you know, and be with us, he might change. I think it would be really good for him.
You may be right. That kind of gift could change everything for Hugh.
How do I wrap that?
Well, you could write a formal invitation. Put it in a nice oak box. I've got some scraps of oak around.
Really?
Sure. You write up the invitation, I'll help with the box.
It's a deal.
Across town, there are Christmas plans in the works as well. It's just that they are not as pleasant. At Hugh's house, it hasn't been pleasant for some years now.
Hugh, where are you?
You in that box again? Going through that stuff every day won't bring her back, you know.
I know.
I'm going. Make sure the kitchen's cleaned up before I get home. This place is a dump.
I will. Dad, can I get my allowance early?
Why?
We're having a gift exchange at school, and I wanted to get something for it.
Who would want a gift from you anyways? Make a card and call it a day.
Fine.
Don't forget the kitchen.
I won't.
Is it safe?
It's safe.
Whew. I don't mean to be rude, but your closet smells like a tuna died in there.
We're not supposed to spend any money on the gift exchange.
I know.
Okay. What's all that girly stuff anyway?
Was that your mom's?
Yeah. Now, let's get out of here.
We heard your dad tell you to clean up the dinner dishes.
I think everyone in the county heard him.
No one tells me what to do. Let's go. Out the back.
Oh, Dave, I've had another flash of genius.
Really, Ned? First the bread decruster and another one, too? This is going to be a very big day for you.
Yeah, but the decruster's still in development, so that doesn't really count. No, I'm thinking it would be just a little bit of Christmas magic if we put a Paws and Tails ball cap, a Paws and Tails t-shirt, a Paws and Tails pen made from a branch of a tree.
How about adding a Paws and Tails activity book?
Please don't interrupt me. I'm in the genius zone. And then we put a Paws and Tails activity book, too, and we put it all in a fashionable drawstring backpack. And then we call it, Joel, drumroll, please.
I have no drumroll, Ned.
And then we call it the Paws and Tails Christmas Cornucopia Bag of Happiness.
That's the swag bag, Ned, all ready to go in the warehouse?
We planned that some time ago, the Paws and Tails swag bag.
Oh, well, a way to take my idea and run with it, fellas. Good work. Just zip on over, everybody, to pawsandtails.org and get your Ned's Genius Idea swag bag.
Oh, stop tape.
The next day at school was the last day of school, at least for Christmas vacation. There was so much excitement in the air, it's a wonder that anything got done at all.
Is everyone done with their project?
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Oh, Goose!
Sorry, CJ.
Is that blue?
Oh, yeah. I'd say about the whole bottle. Oh, I thought the lid was untight.
Oh, that's bad. When that glue dries, it'll be stiff as a board.
CJ, go soak your shirt in a bucket. You can put on one of the painting smocks.
That's just great.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's time to put your school things away and get out your gift exchange presents.
Presents!
This year with our gift exchange, I thought we'd try something different. We will pass out our gifts, but no one will open them here at school.
Not open them here?
That doesn't seem right.
I would like you all to not just think about the gift. I would like you to stop and think about the giver of the gift. So you may take your gifts with you, and before you open them, appreciate the one who gave it to you. What? What'd she say?
Psst, Mange, look at CJ.
Hey, nice shirt there, CJ.
Now, couldn't you find one that was a little smaller?
It's a painting smock. It is supposed to be big, and it's dry. Unlike my shirt that's soaking in a bucket. This is so embarrassing.
You look like a can of paint blew up all over you.
Ed,
I think it looks kind of artsy. I don't suppose that helps. Sorry.
Class, settle. This Christmas, learn to think about the giver.
Think about how God gave us his son, God's most perfect gift, and be thankful for it. And do the same with your classmates, even if their gift is not, well, perfect.
What? What are you looking at me for? I give good presents.
Yes, very much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Class, all right, now, let's start delivering your gifts. Just leave them on their desks and return to your seat. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes. Here, Hugh. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no. I get one from you? Hey, Malty, I get a present from a drop cloth with fur.
Oh, that's a good one.
So much for appreciating the giver. Merry Christmas.
Look, Sammy is reading my cards. I hope you like it, Sammy. Who's your gift from?
It's from... I can't quite read the writing. It's all smudged.
My gift's from Ned. Thank you, Ned! Oh, what could it be?
It's a good one this time, okay?
Stacy, what's wrong? You look like you ate a bug.
It's worse than that, CJ. My gift is from Hugh. Well, that's it, students. The Christmas holy days are here. I will see you all back here January 3rd. Don't forget your tree ornaments! Merry Christmas!
Well, the class gathered up all their things, put on all their cold weather clothes, and headed out for Christmas vacation.
Ned, I can't wait to open your gift. You wrapped it so nicely.
Thanks, Goose. I'm pretty sure you'll like it.
It's the Goody Two Shoes Club members.
CJ, did you give Hugh a box full of money?
No, I did not.
How disappointing. That's what he really wanted.
Doesn't seem heavy enough to be that set of encyclopedias I've been dying for.
It's probably a wonderful gift. CJ is very thoughtful.
And polite. He's thoughtful and polite. Oh, and a snappy dresser.
What a dresser.
Oh, thoughtful boy. Did you knit you some socks with little daisies on them?
No. It's a bowl of fruit painting.
Oh, no. It's a cubist portrait.
What?
I have no idea.
A cubist portrait. It's funny.
It's not funny. It doesn't mean anything.
You just made it up. It's not funny.
It is funny. You're just too ignorant to know it. It's a style of painting.
It's just something that I think he would really like. Merry Christmas.
Cubist. Cubist. You made it up, and it's not funny, and it's all there is to it.
Knock it off, you guys. Let's go. Nutballs. Both of you.
Cubist was funny.
Can't they say anything nice? I mean, it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up with you, Stace? It looks like you're holding a bomb.
Stacy's present is from you.
Really? Oh, well, maybe I'll just stand over by CJ.
We've been trying to figure out what's in the box. It's very lightweight. Oh, Stacy, what if it's fire ants?
Oh, could be a scorpion.
How about a leech? That could come in handy if the scorpion bit you.
Scorpions don't bite, Goose. They sting. Repeatedly. Over and over again.
You're not helping. I'm nervous enough as it is.
Don't worry, Stacy. He likes you.
CJ, you didn't tell us that you had Hugh's name.
We weren't supposed to tell each other who we had.
Can you tell us what you got him?
Membership to the club.
That was your gift? We're starting up with that again?
Papa Chuck helped me make a box to put the invitation to his welcome party in.
A welcome party? I love it. Oh, when?
Monday.
Oh, he doesn't deserve it.
I'm going to stop in and see Papa Chuck. Want to come?
Sure.
Stacy?
No, thanks. We got plans.
Sleepover! 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 Sleepover!
Have fun. See you all on Monday at the clubhouse.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Ned.
Hey, Papa Chuck. School's out.
Wow. presents?
They're from our gift exchange. Miss Harbor didn't want us to open them at school.
Yeah, she wants us to think of the giver.
So, did either of you think of the giver today?
Well, sort of. Mine's from Maria. Okay, I haven't yet, but I will.
How about you, CJ?
Not yet. I'm a little stuck on how Hugh reacted to me. He was making fun of me for even giving him a gift.
Really? He made fun of you?
It was bad.
Nothing says Christmas joy like making the giver feel like an idiot. I hope he snaps out of it once he opens it up. He wants to be in the club. I know it.
He might still come around. Let's just wait and see.
This is pitiful. I asked for firecrackers. What am I going to do with a knitted hat? What did you get, Malty?
I don't know. Piece of glass in a cardboard tube? What is this, Hugh?
Oh, read what's written there.
Where?
Oh, for crying out loud. It says it's a telescope right here to see the stars with. You point it at a star and you look through there.
Star schmaz, we can spy on folks. Hey, I got a good one this year.
Hugh, you gonna open CJ's present? It's probably decoupage or something.
How about for Christmas this year you promise to quit saying words like that?
Perhaps you could try to get at least as smart as a banana slug.
Well, I don't know how smart a banana slug is. But hey! That was a cutting remark! Take it back!
It was cutting.
Yes, it was.
And completely unfair to the slug. You can never become that smart.
That was another cutting remark! Hey, come here, you! Come here! Oh, how about a little Christmas punch?
Oh, would you two goofballs knock it off?
Sorry, Hugh.
Oops!
What? What happened?
A cover in mud.
CJ's present just got knocked into the mud. Get it out, Hugh. It's still okay.
I wouldn't want it now anyway. No big deal. Let's go.
It is, Goose. I love this time of year. The music, the cooler weather.
And Jesus, Dave.
Yes, of course. It is all about Jesus.
And the bestest way to keep that top of mind is to listen to the Paws and Tails Christmas episodes. Oh, they're coming up soon. Or you could just hop over to pawsandtails.org and listen to them today. And tomorrow. In the next
that
day.
That is a great idea, Goose. The Paws and Tails Christmas episodes are a great way to focus on the giving, the receiving from God, and yes, the remembering that it's all about Jesus.
So, put on your woolies, get a cup of cocoa, and snuggle up for some great music and fun. And don't forget about the cocoa. Super important.
That's pawsandtails.org.
And cocoa.
Thanks, Goose.
Later that night, the girls were once again having a sleepover. And the focus of the three girls? Presents. Marcia opened her homemade paper doll set from Lily, and now it's Stacy's turn.
Maybe we should just wait until Christmas Day.
Relax, Stacy. Hugh likes you. The chances that you have a gift that will explode or bite you or send you to the doctors are very small.
I feel so much better.
You need to take a chance, Stacy.
Come on, Stace. Open it.
Oh, great. Could I get some support here? Goose, you go first.
Okay. I'm so excited. Ned gave me this. What could it be? Bubbles! Oh, I can't believe it. I love bubbles. I've got to open this. Watch this. Look, there's a circle, and there's a sphere, a globe.
That's great, Goose.
Whoa, a round egg. That one.
You're next, Stacy.
I don't know.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
Oh, pearl.
Can't I wait until tomorrow morning
a
after
bunch
breakfast?
Of
It'll give us all something to look forward to.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Without the spaghetti.
Stacy, open the present.
Tear it open.
Okay.
Oh, my!
Get it in the light!
It's a
up behind us when we were looking at it.
That's right, but this is so nice.
It's better than nice. It's amazing.
Who would have thought that Hugh McClaw would give you something so beautiful and thoughtful?
You know, my mom knew Hugh's mom, and she used to have a lot of pretty things. I bet this belonged to Hugh's mom. I think he gave you his mother's hair ribbon.
I'm so ashamed that I thought the worst of him.
He's given us all plenty of reasons, Stacy. Don't worry about it. It's all over. And you can thank him in person at our Welcome to the Club Christmas party we're giving him on Monday.
Okay. Well, I think I should try it on.
Try it on. Oh, can I help?
I almost didn't open a gift that's... Well, it's a treasure. And I almost didn't open it.
The next day, Saturday, CJ was walking over to Ned's house when he found his unopened gift to Hugh tossed to the side of the road, half buried in dry mud.
He never even opened it.
CJ was so confused and hurt that he didn't know what to do or what to feel, for that matter. So he turned around and headed for the fix-it shop.
Who is it?
It's CJ.
Oh, come on in. I thought it might be Nana Cindy. What is that?
My gift to Hugh.
Oh, no.
He threw it in the mud on the side of the road. He wants this. If he'd only opened it... It was a big gift. It was going to change everything we do at the club, but we were willing to do it. All of us. To reach out and help Hugh.
It hurts, huh?
It does.
Parents get that sometimes. They do something for their kids, something special, and the kids sometimes treat it badly. God gets that a lot.
I suppose.
The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from God. Blessings, even the gift of salvation. That's about as big as it gets. Cost him the life of his son. But lots of folks don't open that gift. Even treat it like trash.
So does God get mad about it?
Oh, I think he's mostly hurt. Disappointed. He keeps offering his gift, though. For as long as a person lives, God keeps offering his gifts. He wants Hugh to be a Christian. And keeps giving him chances to accept it.
So what do I do?
Well, for you, maybe you should make sure that you never do anything like that to somebody else. Especially God. Don't let Christmas be just about the gift. Stop and give thanks to the giver. As for Hugh, maybe you need to keep watching. Wait for another time when he might be ready. That's what God does. Don't give up on him.
Okay.
Give me a hand with the pie safe?
Sure. She is gonna love this.
Oh, I hope so. I guessed at the color. I hope it's okay.
Quit worrying. She'll love it because it came from you. Every time she looks at it, she'll think about the giver.
You're turning into quite a bear, CJ Brown.
Maybe it's the folks I hang around with.
Wonder and
what they worshipped brought something much more. The hope that the world waited for, and it's waiting for you, waiting for you. God's gift through His only Son. You can come receive a life brand new. So whenever you're ready, it is waiting.
Every Good Thing was written by Amy Robertson and directed by David Carl. The song, Waiting for You, was written by Sandy Howell and Shelley Spady. Music was by Billy Martin, and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. On the next Paws and Tales...
Sorry for my poor manners. We don't have guests often. Ever.
Chester, this is a wonderful house, but why don't you have anything Christmas-y around?
It's just that we don't have time for that sort of thing.
What are you doing here?
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tales.